Passage running, then you would very easily make friends and mates in that. But these were relatives. How he relatives, I tell you, his mother, sisters, sons, orchards they were. Lovely, very big trees and all kinds of. It's very. They know Golwad, a place where they grow all kinds of fruit, and from there it comes to Bombay. Chiku, those little brown things like potatoes you look at, that's called chiku. Brown things, something. You know, chiku, it's very heavy to eat. Yeah, right. You shouldn't eat it. It's very, that's that. Then they get bananas, plenty, that you get. Most of them love it also, but nobody brings it here. And we were so tired in the bus, we were driving, it's hot sun. You have no idea. How many days we must be traveling, and it was not Blue Bus too, it was some other tour. We had come from Goa, Belgaum, here, there, 2 days here, stayed there 3 years. And anyway, we were traveling. One place we got to was all hilly, rocky, but there was a bus, what do you call this, a road, very nice road, but it was quite a place, there was, nobody was living there. But there was a little dark bungalow we got in there, and we were just trying to make ourselves keep alive, you know, with so much heat, dry, everything, very hot. Nadine, and no, then we said we must sprinkle water, so we took water on the floor to sprinkle, make it cool. Nadine took water in her mouth, and she said, we also can do it this way. I said, no, my Nadine, this is called spitting, we don't do that way. But we were also desperate, you know, it was too hot, and so. But Papa was there, means who's Ailes' father? And he, I don't know from where he got the mangoes. Maybe he was clever enough to bring mangoes with him. That I don't know. Maybe 2-3 dozen mangoes. He told us, Baba to tell the girls to make the mangoes soft and squeeze the pulp in one container and he'll make mango ice cream. Oh, then we forgot all the hot, really hot, everything. We started bringing the mangoes. Wash them quickly. Make them soft and take out the pulp in the bowl with a lot of pulp. And then we sent it to you. Then go ahead. I don't know where you got the milk from. That also don't know. That place looked as it could not produce anything from anywhere. There was no shop around, nothing. But Papa, it was a miracle what he did was. And he did lovely ice cream. That also how he did, I don't know. It was all with the men. There were 2-3 men, I think. Mandali, Donkey must be there. Anyway, then my ice cream, how nice, we felt, oh, the very hot, the heat, we forgot everything, we started eating that mango ice cream, I still remember that. That was the place. So there, we are trying to keep alive, and Baba says, shall we go to Ratnagiri? From Ratnagiri, now if we are here, Mamlisha is this way, you go to Mamlisha, then you can come round to Pune, you know, that means come back to Ahmednagar. So we were looking forward to going to Mamlisha, about 2 days we are going to Mamlisha. In the middle of that, you know, middle of that means, how do you say it? And we were there before we started. Baba said, shall we go to Ratnagiri, you know? And Ratnagiri is a very hot place, though the sea is there, everything. Baba, we said, no, but if you're asking us, then Baba, we don't want to go to Ratnagiri. But that was the one time that Baba would have shown us Ratnagiri. But we were so many of us in Nadine, and there were not young people, and Norina, and I don't know about Nani, is there not? That I forget now. Anyway, Masi and Gulmai was not there. Some of them like that. So anyway, we said, no, Baba, I think we like to go to Mamlisha. It's so hot, so you want to go to Mamlisha. Baba said, already go to Mamlisha. But then, going to Mamlisha from that place was very far, very hot on the way, and it was terrific. We waited, when will the mountain, when will we see Mamlisha mountain, you know, so, but we were traveling in a small car with Baba, we girls, and the Blue Bus was now separate, it came behind us. There was one time that it was not Blue Bus trip. After that, Elizabeth had a small car, touring car, and then, so we were going up, at last Mamlisha thing came, you know, just before that some other place came. Before we reached Mamlisha, it was down below, that place was so hot. My, when did we get away from this place? My. I have no idea how hot we were traveling in that hot car. The car hit, the sun hitting the car, the roof was hot, everything hot, or air hot, blowing in our faces. It was terrific. But how Baba stood, it was wonderful how Elizabeth stood. Really wonderful. Elizabeth used to drive with that heart. Really wonderful. She has done much for Baba. Anyway, at last he came to Mamrishar. Oh, how lovely going up to Mamrishar. So he climbed Mamrishar, not from the front side, not from Vai. You know, from Pune you go to Mamrishar, not that side, opposite side. Back side we climbed up, new road, everything was new. At last, where will be now land? Where will Baba be? I hope it'll be nice house, some nice place where it'll be convenient, you know. And then Baba took us to a nice hotel. And there were nice bathrooms, and we all started making ourselves cool, you know, with bath and sponge, everything. Baba said, very fast we have to do everything because the food is coming. Baba's very keen on having good food. That means Gujarat, English, and some Jitske. Mamre sir, najik mat chahiye. Baba amun lehi gaye ko kate.
Amne koi tawage?
Garmi ma. What was I saying? Yes, then we went to a hotel, nice hotel, a Parsi hotel. We got nice rooms and all that. You know? We waited for the food. We all quickly changed and all that. The nice food. We were so hungry also. We just were like hungry as hunters. You can just imagine. Yes. And then it was a nice time we had. That day. Baba stayed there only for one day, I think. Next day we started. We went down towards Panjgani. Panjgani is nice. From Mamre to go down to Panjgani. Then from Panjgani we stayed one day there again. It was called Bella Vista Hotel. Beautiful view, Bella Vista Hotel. It was nice. And there also we stayed for one day. And then we came back to Pune and Nagar.
Spanish name?
Yes, Bella Vista, no?
Just to meet you.
I thought it was friends.
Yeah.
That hotel, because there was a valley view and the front mountain. Nice. It was nice. Not as beautiful as Mamrishar, but it was nice. Panjgani is nice, but it is small. Small chair. That school we share. Someone's already talking. He knows that he's good. He has accent, no? He has accent. Not much said. Because they had hotels and Parsis used to come to the hotel and they used to mix with the Parsis talk, and so they knew Gujarati language very well.
Baba liked mango. He would go
yes.
Like this.
He liked them sucking mangoes.
But he would.
Yes.
He would tell
us to do it for him.
Later on. Mm. And you would do it like this.
No, you have to do it a little bit, very gradually with the pads of your fingers. You mustn't break the skin. We know how to do it. You go very slowly. I mean, gently, what would you call gently? Yes, gently, very gently, gently, gently. Then a little bit more, a little bit more, then you find that you're confident that the skin won't break, you know how. Then a little bit more, and then it's all soft inside the pulp. Then you break the top part. Then a little bit, one drop you take away, you know, or wipe away or wash away. It's good, because the sap of the tree, where the stem has been, you know, a little bit, there's sap. Sap means like gum, you may call it gum. It's a kind of a liquid, fine, and that may be there. That's not nice. You just wash that part off, and then it's very sweet, nice.
They do that with pomegranates in Iran, too.
Yes, Iran. Who showed you?
Fahad.
Yes. You've been listening to? More nice things. But he asked Baba, but he said he got what he asked. He asked Baba that he... Is the soil must have had, you know? What season? And drink this, and scoop the thing. One month. By that time, we will feel so full, it's very nourishing. But it's nice, then you don't feel thirsty. Then you go shopping or sightseeing, whatever you want to do, you know, in Bombay. It's very nice, it's to be very cheap and nice in those days. Now it's very expensive. People are more, houses are more, the trees are getting less and less, so where can you? And then his Baba also liked this coconut milk. We used to give it from our tree from here. You know, we have a tree, coconut tree. You know about it. I don't know if you have seen it, no? The one was so beautiful, the tree. It gave more than 100 coconuts at a time. But that tree, one's environment was drought time, you know? This coconut tree has got some kind of, I don't know, whatever it was. And they fell down. So that beautiful tree went... Another one, three went, and three are still there. But out of the three, only one is given coconut. Very good coconut. Coconut gives, you know. Sometimes then when they will jacuzzi, I think they drink it. I don't know what happened. No, once or twice. But they're not, they're green, very small green. You can't, must have a little bit bigger and riper. And I used to have that. It's very cool. So when used to brought, some babala was to bring from Bombay, if you know, those I used to peel and gather all the water in a little cup, that much water, and send it to Baba. In the mandali, when Baba used to be in the mandali, no, 10 o'clock and up as 10, Baba used to take it to Baba and Baba used to drink that much water. After 5, 4, 5, 6, little bit water, that much water. Very nice, sweet water, and very nourishing. And the other part is very tender one, Baba might take a little bit, but Baba wasn't so fond of the other part, you know. Just because tender, nice, and we wanted, and we have cleaned it and put it there, so Baba would take one or two bits. Otherwise, we would eat it first. Jai Baba Jako. Have you eaten galeli? No? No, I still give the water, and Baba, I saw Baba didn't eat the hard one. They become hard, you know. When they're tender, they're tender. But on the trees, some have become hard. The outside flesh is hard. So then I said, eat the hard ones also. He said, no, don't eat the hard ones. It's not, they won't digest. I said, never mind. I like them. They'll digest. I can digest that also. When you like a thing, you can digest it. So we are used to eating everything. So our insides have become so immune to all eating the hard things, soft things, yeah, fibrous things. And yeah, she's very sweet. She's very bold also.
All morning.
I don't remember. Non-Nino, who somebody had a brooch. But it was genuine one, means it was an expensive one, I know. Mm-hmm. Genuine one. A frog, gold frog. Two red eyes and something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And she hid it somewhere in the drawing room, and we were not supposed to see, and then we went hunting. Ah. So somebody looked under the carpet, under the piano cover, mm-hmm, everywhere. Nobody got it. In the end, who found it, you know? Suramasi, Porsche's mother. Ah. It was in a little vase. She took the vase and it was inside. And she got that and she still had it, that gold thing.
Ah, the winner gets to keep it.
The winner gets to keep the winner.
Yes. Oh, nice. She had it. I still remember it. So this reminds me of the gold frog. You're the green one. Jai Baba.
Baba.
You want the color? Still heavy.
Mama showed us some of the roads which walk to go, and then we went and mastered. So we went to quite a few places, you know, from the direction of the road. And we went to one park that was beautiful. There are many caves over there. And then we went to one park that we liked very much. It was a very high cave. Usually, I mean, they may be just a little. You didn't have to bend down. This one was a real high one, very high cave, and a beautiful view when you stepped out. And like that cave, we didn't come back again to that, just went once. And then one time Baba came down through and came to the cave. And he said, but this is where he had been. He had been part of the work there, which he completed when he came to Mahabad, and he wanted the cabin that's now the Lecting Cabin. And I asked Padre, of all the materials, why tin and wood? It's so hot. And he said, Baba just gave a specified time. It had to be completed in that limited time. So that's the thing that they could walk, finish the focus with the material. And even then, you know, they said it couldn't be less than so many days. Baba would be watching every day, and then
that means you must be knowing many other songs, this kind of song.
Baba's the
this one. That's what I meant.
I don't know.
And now you must cook some Indian fashion? So Baba
I was thinking about
and I will get 8 mushrooms, you know, just a little but then you read that Baba is a business, you know, Westerners and French, England and everywhere, they were there, where our house to that house, Lorena, you know, Elizabeth. Took Barbara to the other house. Last evening, Quatin Marina Quatin, her mother, she was with us. So I went to her room and said, Masi, aren't you hungry? I feel hungry. She said, yes, I'm very hungry. I said, that's good. I should be happy. I was time for lunch and we'll go and eat. Aren't you happy about that? Said, no, she said, I said, why not? You're hungry, you want it? No, she says, I'm so afraid, you know, they bring the long things, you know, she didn't know the name of macaroni. There's all these long things. And when I try to take them, only one comes in my stomach. Because the rain is all the dish, you know, like this. And you help when you help yourself from the dish. So it was very difficult for Master. He didn't know how to catch a spoon and a fork and all that. Thing. And then, of course, we had to serve it on a plate. She said, I'm very hungry, but I'm afraid to go down because I'll have to take the macaroni from her. And I wouldn't know how to help myself. Things slip, you know. Very difficult to help yourself. Remember as she was with us in Blue Bus Tour, you know, or Lively and youngish and all that. And now she said, so how time and how do you say, age tells. Yes, she's very sweet. It is very sweet.
Okay.
It's very sweet. Her boss went Blue Bus Tour when she was in India. Yes? Now this is what this I don't think is very interesting. When it comes out, it's not so very good. Reading newspaper, but I think it is that. It is that.
That's
but
one.
It is never, it's not clear. It's very faint.
Oh, yeah. But it's the original, you see. We can clean it
see
up.
If you wanted to make people, if not.
Yes, yes.
This is Mastan. So tiny, you can hardly. I have the long story. What happened with this? I never remember taking a picture when he was, in good health.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Because I had taken a film of Baba with Mastan. But that film, I didn't know how to handle it and work it. So it was much exposed and I told you about it.
Right.
So I had an idea that I had taken Mastan's picture with Baba. So I was curious about it and all these years I never took. And then later on I got a camera and all that. That also was rather late. But 1966, when Baba was not so very strong and all that, it was 1966, I remember. And we asked Baba, we can take a still picture of him in Mastan. So Baba, with the light on Baba's head and Baba not so strong in health, Baba's rather drawn and looking face and hair, too much light on Baba's hair, and, you know what you call it? It looks, what do you call it? No.
His
hair is very
thin.
Thin, yes.
Right.
Less hair, what do you call it? Thinned out
hair. The sunlight is so bright that it just knocks out the hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, brows big, and Baba's very like Ziva. And so, like that. What I want to say is this. Mastan has come out very beautiful, that, but Baba has not, so what do?
Right. Well, I can burn that in, you see, that part of Baba's head. So yeah. It balances.
No, but on the whole, Baba's very, what do you call it, drawn and...
Yeah. And he looked like...
Yes, like that.
Yeah.
He's seeing time also.
He's kissing him.
What to do?
Yeah. Well...
We can't put another Baba's photo in that place. It's a difficult thing to do, you know, I've made... Yes.
You notice all these things. When people see him, all they do is feel the love.
Okay.
But you notice every detail.
So I have given you Mastan.
Oh, yeah, many. And Sheba.
Baba looks as if he has a very big beard.
Yeah.
And Baba looks like a priest or something. Yes. That's why it happens. We have negatives and photos, but they have not come out as we wish to come out. Yes, we wish them to be.
Wonderful. Okay.
That is for the divine incarnation. Alam is not quite full at the.
No,
I'm. So you can't have many pieces of mind with Baba. So you can have mind with Shiva and one. That they can't be very big.
Yeah, see, now we got so many more of you and Baba together.
Yes.
So I'll send them. And then you and just then, open the album.
You know the size?
Yeah, 8x2.
Okay. That's well.
So you'll have, then the album will pull. And then you write me and say, I need another album.
No, making album, I know this must be, I don't know how much, in our rupees must be 300 rupees or more at your place.
This is a beautiful one.
400? 500?
8 rupees a page.
8 rupees a page. Mm. Why did you give Bobby the one?
Bobby, is
there are some here. Some
yesterday, you
said
you went to Dhamma with
your father. Yes, but how long? I would not know because I was a child of 7 years. You see, seven going on with my 7 years, and so everything. I was very young when my father was, but I have the whole impression, everything I remember since I was from 5 years old. I remember everything, how we went on camelback when I was 4, and going on with my 5. I was on the camelback, as I said, but all that I remember. Then, yes, we went to Gujarat, Kathiawar, Veerawal. Veerawal is a place at a seaside. And this government bungalow, upstairs and downstairs, very big and nice house it was. And that was bang facing the sea, you know, the bungalow. Than the beach. It was so near, and you know how they can build such houses because you have to get good foundation, you know what I mean? And yet it was there. So, because he was very near, near than Myrtle Beach, near than Myrtle Beach, just right in front of you, that was really nice. But then, as children, we used to go, you know, crab hunting and whatnot. We brought this crab home, you know. How we hunted, we brought it from the rocks, you know. One place, the seashore was rocky. The whole surface is rocky, 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 like that. Funny, strange. But not big rocks. The surface was rocky, with little holes here. In that, the crabs used to be seen. So we children, we found it very mysterious. Oh, man, look about this. And so we pushed it out, brought it out, put in a little pail that we had, and we brought it home, see what he brought. And so my mother saw it, she was not interested. Oh, there's a crab there. But when the cook saw it, you know, he was very excited. He said, hey, this is this crab. I'll make crab curry. Bring some more. Children, bring some more. The next day, we took strings with us. We were taught how to do it, you know, because the crabs bite to the front.
Yeah, it's the best plastic.
So we, somehow we would tie, loose knot, you know, and then put it on the crab's front. We call it scissors. We call that scissors. And tie it up, and then pull them out.
A lot of
put them all in the pail. So we brought many at home, and the cook made very good crab curry.
Which one?
Veerawal. Veerawal is in Gujarat, Kutch, Gujarat, somewhere around there. But so I can point it out on the map. I can point it out if you have the map of India. Veerawal. V-A-R-V-A-L. No, where? How do you spell Veerawal? V-A-R-A? Kathiawar, around there was Kathiawar, Gujarat, Kutch, Gujarat. Because native people all spoke Gujarati.
Would that be for your summer vacation or your father?
No. My father was transferred. Because nearby now in Gujarat, Kutch, there must be forests to see and inspect whatever. Then he can travel, I don't know, on horseback and how he went. This I don't know. That detail I don't know. We were children now. But somewhere near there must be forests inland. We were near the sea. But this being government house, we have to live in the house where we don't pay rent, you see. So the government gives us this. The British government were very good to his people who served him. Next door, this house was very big. Half of it was shut in the middle and half all upstairs, downstairs was ours, and then half the other upstairs, downstairs was some collector or what do you call it? Magistrate collector, but he was a Jew, but a Christian Jew. Yes, that we heard in that time, and I still don't understand. I still was asking money, what does that mean? So the other day someone told that they are ones who have become Christians. Yeah. So they were Christians. So they were very fine people. And every evening, because there was no house nearby, no entertainment, no cinema, nobody cared to go to cinema those days, not popular anyway, who wanted to go. And that was in a town, maybe one or something. But that also I don't know. But this, we were far away, so far away that around no house, just be alone on the beach. So this family and our family in the evening, they would all come out on the open place, you know. And then we had chairs, but servants used to put chairs and all that. And the men must be drinking a little bit. I don't know what they must do, that I don't know. Anyway, after eating, that is me, yes. Soft drink must be, as a child, the details I don't remember. This I remember, they used to play some kind of game. Yes, and all in a circle we sit, and some kind of game we played.
And the ocean?
Yes, the ocean sound and the beach. And the beach finished, and just the beach is finished, and then front of a house comes, you know. We stayed there quite for some time. I don't know how long, a month or 2 months or 3 months, that also I couldn't tell that. Because after our short stay there, as children, we had to go back to school. So we went back to school. And after that, we don't know when they left the place. And as children, how can we keep track? Next time when we went, was it summer holiday or Christmas holiday? And we went back. That was a new place.
Well,
so he was always transferred from place to place. Yes. No, go way back and forth.
That's a whole new place.
No, that's what I was telling the other day. You didn't understand. My father always wanted us to come with us to school, to take us to school, to see us that we went safely and happily to school. Because how can he tell the servant to take us to school? No. It's traveling the train, it was not safe. Your parents should be with you. So my father would take leave, from his job, leave, or maybe, I don't know how many, 3-4 days, maybe leave, because one day it takes to come and one day to go, and so maybe he took 3 days leave, but then he can be with his family here, his mother, his father, they're all way here in Pune, his brothers, and the big family, all stay in one big bungalow together. In the old time, everybody stayed together. But then there's only one kitchen and all that and so on. And even the married brother was staying in the same house, so that is called daughter-in-law. She was not very young, but she was very fine lady. She would cook for everybody. But the cooking was very easy.
Because my
grandfather, my father's side,
whatever the original.
Because they were not educated in English or anything when they came from Persia. So they were very, and the ones who were intelligent quickly started to
learn. What did you say?
Business. So yes, he was doing business of sending fish from Bombay, and then here. So I don't know, everything being so cheap, I don't know how he managed to make money, and they did. And ice, and I don't know what, eggs. Yes. So basket, you know those round baskets. Like a heaped egg basket, heaped. I still remember seeing the eggs, and I felt like not eating food anymore. There's too many eggs. Jai Baba.
Before you went to school, then you remember
the sucker
being in
sucker. Sucker was when I was born there. I was born there, brought up there till I was 4 years old. From there, we went on camelback, and then we traveled, and always traveled. 15 days here, 10 days there, month here, 2 months there. But we went in Junagadh, very last we went to Junagadh, which was a nice place in the way that the town was all Indian town, Indianish town. There were not many Europeans there. There were some Europeans who were tutor to the Prince of Wales, as you call it, no? The ruler, that was a state. Junagadh was a state, and that state was not a very big one. And the ruler was Mohammedan, but his people were mostly Hindus. But it was a very nice place. very nice place. All the side with green trees and forest. It's very lovely. That three gardens. What do you call it? Public gardens.
Mm.
Zoo. There was a zoo, small zoo, and this garden and another garden. And so as children used to go on horseback every evening. We had to go and ride the ponies to go to this garden. And us, at times the servants would take us to hold our horses. Yes, that was a place where my father got ill and he came to Pune and then he died in Junagadh.
Uh-huh. So you just went there on your holiday?
Yes, always holiday with parents. No, Sakka was born and then from there, there's a long stay because, I don't know where my sister was born in Pune, I think. Then, their stay in Sakka was a long time, and so I was born there until I was 4 years old. I was still in Sakka, means there was, it was a long stay, no? 4 years.
And your brother was born in
Sakka
also?
Hmm?
Your brother was born in
Sakka? Sakka, yes, and he died there only.
Happy?
No, before me. Between my sister and me, my son. It was very sad, the only son died. My father was very... 2.5, 3... So yes, Junagadh was the last place, and there my father didn't anyway. He killed many tigers and all that. It was Junagadh forest, and there was Giri Mountain. Giri Mountain is very famous because it has caves, and there are Japitapis, means ones who are doing yogis. And Japi is the one who night and day repeat God's name. These are Japis. Tapis are ones who, what do you call it? What is it called in English word? I don't know. That is finished now. Tapis are one who does tap. Tap means austerity. Austerity. Penance. You stand on one leg, I don't know how many hours, I don't stand on your head. I don't know what they do. Lie on nails, I don't know what they do. That we never saw, but they're tapis. So they were around, the mountains very big, so there were caves here, cave there, so there were these Japis. In that time, there still, even till then, there was spiritual atmosphere in India, but after that it was getting less and less and less. But there were, what do you call them? Japis or whoever they are, these sadhus, real ones, who sat in this cave, did not move, did not... Anyway, what the beards grew long and long, and the nails were that long, and they just got all the time repeating God's names. I was always wondering what would happen to these souls. You know, next time they must be getting God realization or something. Must be Baba lovers. So there's Ginnar. So then, of course, we don't go to see the caves. We don't go to the places. It's a very big ground. Who goes there? Rough going and all that. Nobody goes there. But my father wants us to visit Girnar, what do you call it, mountain itself. So we have to climb the mountain, all that was, how do you call it? It's not rough going. This mountain actually to climb means the British were there, so they had made the way, clear the way, made a kind of a climbable road, you know, broad, because there were chairs in which were elderly people, women who, or a lady who didn't want to walk up, get tired, they had this chair to bamboo, and they would carry this person in this, we call it doli, I don't know what you would call it. And so my mother was in that, she was riding the doli and we children, but the very first thing is, my father knew that we wouldn't get up early and we had to start very early to be there. Because in India, always remember, the sun is very hot. So my father, we children and we all wouldn't get up early. So my father, what trick he did was, he got the loudest playing, you know, there's a record, Indian music, just music, orchestra you may call it, but Indian. It was so loud and always, so he took that out, made it ready in the night. Of course, we did not know what he was doing. He did on the quiet, and then the gramophone in the morning, he got up early, brought the gramophone in the middle of our bedroom, put the record and played the record. And it started loud music, and here we all got up. What's happened? Oh, my fathers, we have to go to dinner. Come on, get up. So here, the music is playing. We are running around. You know, sleep had gone out of eyes because the music was so loud. That was very nice. We had all picnic basket with us and all that. He liked, my father was very fond of having a good time like this, mm-hmm. picnic and going out and, you know. No, I know in Victoria, four-wheeler. Four-wheeler. And that four-wheeler, by the government, we didn't have to pay for it. They came by themselves. You have to just order them that at such a time we want, and that the carriage comes to your door and they stand there. Sometimes Lando. Do you know Lando? It's a four-wheeler, but it's like shut. Ah, you have seen it somewhere. You know, like how the Queen's carriage, how that's like that, it has a door to open and come. That's like, but that this is all painted black and all that. That's a different thing. But it's very nice. And then if you go, feel cold, you put, so in, all around you're shut if it's raining or something. But we didn't use that. It was not raining that time anyway. We went there up and then we went in a lovely dark bungalow. And the people, then we have to tell those people around there that we have to see the temple. So they bring a nice big box full of sandals, you know. Sandals means what? They're made of material, velvet and other kind of stuff, you know, but not leather. They won't allow you to wear leather in that vicinity where the temples are. You can't go there. So here we go. I remember children, all bright and fancy. These sapats and sandals and shoes, all velvet and somewhere, I don't know what, you know, what other stuff that I don't remember anyway. Then as children, we used to be, you know, go for the brightest color, and when we wore it, was very big for us, it meant for, so anyway, then the ones that fitted us, we wore, and our parents also, then we went walking those things. It was nearby, dark bungalows here, a little dirt road here to go up still further up because there was a temple there. But this was a flat, what do you call it? Plateau? And there were different temples. The temples were not in a line. It was such a way that you have to go in like a huge courtyard, all temples round, circle, so you can't go into this temple and this temple. Then they tell you whose temple and which god is this, and so they explain to us the guides and all. My father, it's like, so that was my father was his. No, he's a spiritual. He did not do any spiritual, but he liked these places. He went for it, and as I said, it was not in here, but it was in Sakkar, where I was born. I told you, didn't I tell you that we had to go to Sat Bela? Sat Bela is a little island in the middle of Indus River. Only there are temples. Temple that, you know, Sat means seven. Are there seven temples? I forget now. I was a child. Anyway, it's nice. Island, bigish, a bit long wise, like this, oval long. You know? Anyway, like, trees and very lovely, a few monkeys and lovely peacocks there and all that. And have a picnic on the trees. And spend your day there, nice, shady place. So, any guests came to our place or visitors, my father would like to give them a good time. So, we go to Sat Bela. So a picnic basket, and here we are going rowing. We didn't row, the other people, and we on the river and go to this place where this island is. One room then they had there, very beautifully built and arranged, facing the river. Front side is the river's coming like this, and the island's river goes round like that. Yeah. So here you are in the middle, and there are steps to this. The other day I explained to you, there was this big porch and there's a room inside. And when you come out of the room, there's this porch and then there are steps going into the water and the water's lapping on the steps. It's very beautiful. And then you tell the person that we want you to feed the fish because we want to see the fish. So he brings something and then he makes some sound and then he throws this food and a huge, very big, silver, lovely fish all come. All near over the steps, you know, to fetch because there are some bits on the. Where the step is, the water is lapping here also. So a few bits of the fish should come fetch it from here. It looks very beautiful, the sight. And there are many fish all on top of each other. Oh, fast pass, oh, this lovely silver in the water, this shone in the sunshine. It was a very beautiful sight. Jai Baba. So that was, then one or two fish had nose ring in there. Yes, we also don't know how they did it. But that was just a sight to see. So, and the, in that room was the many, many photos, double line of photos. There were the photos of all the perfect ones, Sadgurus, Bohi Masters, saints, and avatars. And they have many, Hindus have many, so there were many photos. So the guide will want to explain it to you now. So. And then inside also, you must go barefooted. You can't go with your sandals in. So every sandals were thrown outside. Lovely carpet there was. And I still remember that. And then next sightseeing was Muhammad Sahib's hair, you know, lock of hair, Muhammad Sahib. This was in Sakkar only. The second sightseeing, then after a day or two, my father would take his guests, visitors, guests, I think, to this mosque. And this mosque, one side was a prayer, this thing, one side was a room where it was nice. A kind of Mohammedan kind of decoration and all that. And then you have to tell the person that you want to see Muhammad's hair. Oh, then you start praying, and you go to the cupboard. And then you open the cupboard, and then this one person, another person there is, you come running. In the corner was a rod or a handle, a lovely fan, another person with something, what do you call it, peacock feathers, a small fan. I don't know why they were doing, but anyway, they want to show their love and respect. And so when this person brought out the box, you know, it was a big box like that, wooden box. And so these people are fanning and praying and all that, and incense sticks were burnt, and so much love and revered Muhammad's hair. And so there was a lovely divan in the middle of the room, so we all gathered around the divan, you know, all the guests, we all. Then he puts the box on the divan, great, this thing. Then he opens the box, so we all look inside. But there was nothing, there was still another box inside. So he took this box also, so he opened that box, so we thought it must be here, but no, there was another box inside. A box within box within box, you have to wait and have patience. But now I come to know it was to preserve the hair. Outside in Sakkar, it's a kind of, it's a hot climate. Sandy, whitish, like Lahore. Anyway, they were very, they had this, what do you call it, brains to think about to preserve the hair, that's right. So from that box, the small, a tiny box like this came out, and then fanning and praying and all that, and then he showed each one and yours. Where to see, look. I still remember, and very, very dark brown hair, very dark, but brown hair, sort of a thick strand of hair, there was a little box like that. So it was so precious to them, so how much more precious Baba's hair should be. So when I give it to Baba lovers, I tell them, take care of Baba's hair, not to lose them. In Kashmir, there was only one hair or something. Muhammad said, and got lost, I don't know, misplaced, I don't know what happened. The Hindus and Mohammedans started fighting, and fighting. There was kind of battle. The Mohammedans saw the Hindus purposely. Yeah.
This place in Sakkar, I mean, can anyone go?
Oh, yes. No, anybody can go. We were Parsi, the Iranis, we went to see. Anybody can see. Because not a praying place, you know, in the mosque, maybe they don't allow. I don't know. That I don't know. Anyway, when we went to this Ajmer Sharif Blue Bus Tour, you know, Ajmer Sharif is where Khwaja Sahib's tomb is. It's very strange. It's in the middle of in the city. And yet it's, how do you say, made private by tall, high walls around this big, space is made private. So when you go inside, you feel there's no house around you, just you are there, and the room of the tomb is there, and there was a little veranda in front, otherwise there's big space, very big space and all that. And so we went with Baba. Blue bus too, we got on the steps, many steps you must go in, and the entrance is a huge, huge arch before you go inside this courtyard. And this arch, and it's built in an Indian way, sort of But when certain days come, you know, then on the very huge arch, there's a space made for someone to sit out in it, you know, kind of that space. I don't know how to explain to you. A square things made like that. And there they play the drum, you know, a certain time, time of anniversary time. Anniversary, what would you call it? Like we have Amatiti, it must be that time. And I might say that later, but when we went to, with Baba Blue Bus tour, we went to this veranda, the Westerners all came, and then we all started climbing the veranda. I don't know, this mountain person who was looking after the thing, after the tomb, he came forward and he did not allow the Westerners to step on the this thing, they didn't, the porch. They were not allowed to come. We don't know why. He allowed us all to come inside the tomb also. So Baba held my hand, we both went around for the tomb. I still remember, lovely silver covering it had. Very lovely. It's very, and giving great respect, revere, if you go around, what is it called?
Reverence,
yes. That's called pradakshina. In Hindus also do that. That's called pradakshina. You must not just tell that you go around and then you pay. Of course, you join hands, you pay your respects. So it was at Khwaja Sahib's